Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, got a brand new website coming up in the next couple days here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well, friends, you can check out Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Facebook Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, again double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, got lots going on. Jump over to Sons of LibertyMedia.com really quick, folks. What we're going to be talking about, I promise today, if they would just sing louder, I'll give you details in a couple minutes. Let me get to that. With South Carolina, and will it be the next in recognizing permitless concealed carry? Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Show me in Article 2 of the Bill of Rights where it says anything about having to have a permit. Friends, just laying it to your candor, you can decide. A well-regulated militia, that's you, America, 17 to 44, all abled men. Read the Constitution. It talks about how the militia works with the state, works with the government in case of insurrection, domestic insurrection, or to repeal invasion, is what the Constitution tells us. Interestingly enough, we never hear about that. What we do hear from the state-controlled media is the militia's bad. They're just bad. Really, if it wasn't for our militia, useful idiots, we wouldn't be here today because it was our militia that defeated the British. I just wanted to give you a little history. That's why you have the freedom that you have today. So anyways, Article 2, Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. By the way, this is the Bill of Rights, Article 2, that ensures all of your other rights, friends. The right of the people to keep and bear arms, the right that God gave them to keep and bear arms shall not be violated nor infringed. I didn't hear anything or read anything in there where it tells me that I have to have a permit. But I suppose there's reason that the people in this country are submitting to policy rather than law. What it is, I don't know yet. But anyways, talking about what's going on in South Carolina, friends, will South Carolina be the next in recognizing permitless concealed carry? It would be good for all of us to understand the reason that we have the right to bear arms, because we are moving and incrementally stepping up to the very reason that we have it in this country, friends, to defend ourselves from tyranny at all costs. Newly released Jade Helm document reveals the true intent of what they're attempting to do, friends. Sons of Liberty Media. sonsofliberty.com. Also have protecting ourselves from environmental protection. These wax friends, it's communism. And you have these useful idiots working for these people that actually believe somehow in their little minds that they're doing something useful. I mean, folks, now just think about this. The Bible tells us that the earth abideth still. What did the earth do before we had these whacks come into the world? It preserved itself just fine, didn't it? Now, for some reason, there's all of these crises taking place. Global warming, which is a hoax. Environmentalism, which is a hoax. There's too many people on the earth, which is a hoax. Folks, how many hoaxes are we going to have to put up with and submit ourselves to before you finally figure out that it's a hoax? Wow, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you think you're playing it safe, be only condemning lawlessness. Let me say that again. If you think you're playing it safe by only condemning lawlessness, folks, it's one thing to talk about the issue, but it's another thing to actually execute and deal with the issue by enforcing the law. From soft tyranny to hard tyranny, you must be made. Friends, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, I brought this up yesterday. I will bring it up one more time. Wanted, we have a white individual. She's called the White Widow. Since converting to Islam, the White Widow has murdered over 400 people. An individual, a white woman converting to Islam. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. No wonder Washington doesn't change. Brought this up yesterday as well. Men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. 79 members of Congress, and you wonder why there's no change, friends? That's called, and that is the definition of insanity. We have also smoking gun. Obama administration was operating international Fast and Furious in Benghazi. Busted. Again, friends. See, but what happens, by the time he's done committing the crimes and transgressing the laws of our Constitution against the American people, he's going to be long gone. And we see the little charades going on again, friends, with Trey Gowdy and Hillary Clinton. It's all charades, folks. They're kicking the can down the road. So once he's gone, then you think, well, everything is just going to be okay. No, friends. We are exchanging tyranny for tyranny, tyrants for tyrants. Because it's the same group of people behind all of these people pushing forth their propaganda. And who loses? The American people do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Pope Francis, drunk with power, and a Vito Corleone, or Corleone? Corleone. We're talking Italiano here, I see. Italiano, huh? Yeah, drunk with power in a Vito Corleone kind of way. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, friends, I've had people say that, Bradley, you're totally anti-Catholic. I've had probably two or three, but I do need to highlight this really quick. That's not true at all. There's a lot of good Catholics out there. I'm simply stating to the Catholics and the Presbyterians and the Methodists and the Faithers and the Baptists and so on and so forth, friends, to stick to the Word of God. We're to come to the unity of the faith, not the disunity of the faith. And who brings us there? The Holy Ghost. The Word of God isn't bringing forth different meaning to different people. It's not like the Holy Ghost comes about as a deconstructionist and says, you know, we don't really mean to bring forth witness to what God intended, the author intended. No, we just want to know what your interpretation is, saith the Holy Ghost. Baloney. That's not what he's doing. There should be one faith because we follow one Christ, just like there's one constitution and one government, friends, right? Yeah, one, not 14 and 15. So I'm not anti-anything. I'm anti-crime, and I'm total pro-righteousness in every sense of the word. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
So where did I leave off? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just highlighting what we have on our aggregate site right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Atheist groups want Air Force. Oh, listen, folks. Atheist group, all seven of them in the United States, want Air Force General Court martialed for publicly proclaiming faith in Jesus Christ. Vladimir Lenin, atheism precedes communism, communism precedes atheism. Psalm 14, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Folks, they are useful idiots, they are communists, and they are attacking everything that we are. I have a question for you, Mr. Atheist. Since when does a Christian ask an atheist for permission to obey God? Here's your answer. He doesn't. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Biker gang shooting in Texas leaves 9 dead, 18 others injured. You can check that out as well. Ron Paul, this was posted today as well on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Are we a nation of wimps? No, but we are a nation that doesn't understand that our republic wasn't established by cowards. And I want America to understand that cowards will not preserve this republic. Cowards will not preserve this republic. And what I get to see across the country is the women, for the most part, standing up and doing the job that a man should be doing. But they're doing what they are doing because the men are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're too busy doing their own thing, right? As if to say those that are actually in the fight, in the battle to preserve our liberties, it's like saying to them, what, those people don't have anything better to do? Those people that are in real ministry doing the Lord's work, what, don't they have anything better to do? No, they are doing what matters right now. And all honor, my friend, lies on the battlefield. And who said that? Abigail Adams, wife of John Adams, second president of the United States of America, and how right on she was. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Republicans formulate failed replacements for Obamacare. See, folks, the Republicans are going along to get along. Obamacare is unconstitutional. Again, Article 1, Section 8. It's null and void. It's not even lawful. Nobody is signing up for Obamacare, friends. We talked about that sometime back. They want you to think that everybody's about it right now. But I can tell you this, that they're using the IRS to enforce Obamacare. through totalitarian methods, shoving it down your throats through oppressive measures. Do it or else. That's why they're weaponizing right now the IRS for those that did not know. You want to do your homework, friends. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. They are about to confiscate money from bank accounts in Greece, just like they did in Cyprus. Also, appeals court rules against Obama's Sharia regarding Muhammad video. Folks, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of this. And we're talking about in America here. Yesterday, we had talked about what's going on in Texas and how the Muslims, they feel that they're being targeted and they're being endangered. And they're talking about how they're worried about how this is furthering people's opinion concerning Muslims. Therefore, it's bringing forth Islamophobia because they're trying to illegally implement Sharia law outside of American law inside America, friends. I'm sick and tired of it. This is ridiculous. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Spokane 9/11 record censored. Still show Planned Parenthood patient hemorrhaged. Friends, we all know that Planned Parenthood is aimed at blacks and Hispanics. I don't need to go into all that again right now, friends, but the bottom line is nobody's advocated the murder of the unborn more than this criminal administration. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check it out. Folks, let's jump over to the topic that I promised that I would talk about since Saturday. Now, I am fulfilling my promise. I just didn't get to it on the day that I wanted to get to it. Sorry. Sorry about that, friends. Sorry, sorry, sorry. We were talking about they would just sing louder. And by the way, folks, this has everything to do with where we're at today. And if I can just go back just a little bit, I want you to understand how this was all brought forth. We read a quote by Martin Niemöller. Stephanie did. And this is what it says. It says, they first came for the socialist, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and of course I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because, of course, I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Well, what we found out is after we read that quote, Stephanie did, we found out that he was a Protestant preacher during the time of Hitler's reign. And he blames the professed church in Germany with a population of 80 million at that particular time. They became accomplices to Hitler's crimes in so many different ways by not preaching or speaking out against his tyrannical ways during that time. And what happened is we began to notice, wait a second, we're seeing a lot of similarities with Germany and in America. Now, I know that there's a lot more people in America than there was Germany. It's just going to take a little bit longer to actually fully implement lawlessness and the mystery of iniquity, as the Bible talks about. And what that is, nobody knows but the Lord. But why people don't respond to lawlessness in a free country is about the stupidest, most backwards, upside-down thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't care who you are. If you love the freedom that you have in this country, why wouldn't you fight? Freedom isn't free, remember? Remember that? Freedom was given to you to do what you ought to do, not to do what you want to do. So just keep this in the back of your mind while you're enjoying the freedoms that you have, that you're walking on the blood in the backs of those that did sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have. And guess what they were doing, friends, when they fought blood and died? They were magnifying our constitutional enumerated laws against criminals abroad, or at least we were told. So if they did it abroad, why wouldn't we do it domestically? Well, we should be. And I know that in America, most people think that politicians have a right to go ahead and do whatever they want to do when they're in power, when in fact they don't. In other words, what you're saying is they have a right to step upon the blood that was shed to give them the privilege to serve we the people in the first place. No, they don't. And by the way, to add on to that, they also recite a similar oath a politician does as those that serve we the people in the military, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, abroad and at home, right? So help me God. But we're seeing so many similarities as to what took place back in Hitler's time, as to what's going on in this country. But it first started with the church. That's what we need to pay attention to. Remember how John Adams said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. In essence, well, he's exactly right. So who at length is responsible for where we're at today? I'm not persecuting the church. I'm holding the church to the standard. And the standard is not man's fallen nature, but Christ's risen nature. Christ is the standard, not the devil. And see, what we have in this country today is we have the professed church in America being converted to the world by the spirit of the world rather than the church converting the world to Christ by the Holy Ghost. And keep in mind, friends, the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, not to those that disobey. So if there is no Holy Ghost bearing witness, a conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to convert men, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and to the power of God, granting godly repentance and sanctification in the name of Jesus Christ, it's because they're not His. The Holy Ghost isn't owning their disobedience. And I know we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. But the fact of the matter is that they never repented for their sin. They live on in their sin, and they want Jesus to add to their life. Well, they take out of context, line upon line, Scripture in a perverted, ungraceful, unscriptural manner to create a God that suits their sin, which God will not do. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. He will not at all acquit the wicked or in workers of iniquity, lawlessness in any sense of the word. See, these people forgot the cross of Christ. They forgot that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. They forgot not only are they crucified with Christ, but they're also buried with Christ. They're dead in their sins. Now they're quickened by grace through faith. Read Ephesians 2. Right? And that we live under the glory of God by the power of the Holy Spirit because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. What are they missing? They're missing the power of God unto salvation. They're looking for humanism. They're looking for a God to add to their sinful lifestyle. And they are serving a God that does not exist. I just wanted to set that straight. Just so everybody in this country can understand why there's no power from the professed church. I want to tell you why. Because it's not the church. Because it's not the church. It's a counterfeit. And do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites, pretenders, more than Jesus Christ himself did. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break. They would just sing louder. Some of this stuff is just like off the wall, friends. 1-866-233-0747.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You know, when I think about this very topic, they would just sing louder. It literally blows me away. But I totally see the parallel between Germany in the 30s and America today at the present. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. When the hypocrites and accomplices to Adolf Hitler, read Matthew 7:21-23, would sing praises to Jesus and the Protestant churches. Listen, this is crazy. Protestant churches, instead of protesting tyranny and being the light of the world by reproving darkness, Ephesians 5, they went along. And do keep in mind, they went along with a little weird-looking murderer named Adolf Hitler with a short little mustache on his face with a less than a 3% approval rating. He killed his way to power. Let me, just for the record, he killed his way to power. That's exactly what he did. That's what any tyrant does. When he can't deceive him anymore, then he's got to kill him off. So when they would sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany, they would sing louder to drown. Now just picture this. They would be praising Jesus. And what they would do is they would sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews, gypsies, and dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps or even worse, extermination camps. Read Psalm 78:9. So they had it completely backwards. You know, Scripture tells us obedience is better than sacrifice. They were giving Jesus the sacrifice of praise while they took obedience and they threw it behind their back. They deafened their ears to obedience. They wouldn't move. They wouldn't lift a finger to help. Now, when church services were over, they would find their cars toppled with the ash of the bodies that were burned in the incinerators. And to further the atrocities of these traitors to Christ, which they were and are, they were the ones handing off their youth groups to do Hitler's killing for them. These professors loved Jesus so much that they simply disobeyed his commandments at every opportunity that they had. Now, folks, I can hear some Christians, professed, self-proclaimed Christians out there that are just saying, Bradley, man, I agree with what you're saying, but there's so much condemnation in your message. And I would say, okay, Mr. self-proclaimed Christian, let's read something real quick. I'm just going to the Holy Ghost, friends. John 3:18 tells us, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And what is this commandment? That we believe on him whom he hath sent. Believe is a verb, is an action word, friends. And I guess I don't understand why people know how to point out, for example, they'll pick one scripture out and they'll say, judge not, but they take it out of context. You see, they pick scriptures out like pigeons picking peas. Because, see, what you'll find is that at the end of the day, Christ is a rock of offense towards their disobedience. In other words, they don't like the condemnation. They say, well, you're condemning other people. No, what it comes back to, friends, is they're being condemned, and the Holy Ghost comes forth to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and they think that that is the wrong operation of the Holy Ghost. He comes to convert men to Christ. And they are under some delusional teacher, false teacher, that's trying to tell them that's the devil rather than the Holy Ghost. You know, I want people to understand what the Holy Ghost does. He convicts men of sin to bring forth godly sorrow, not a worldly sorrow. And when we're born again of the Holy Spirit, guess what we do? We do the things that Christ does. Not what is Jesus doing, not what would Jesus do, but what is Jesus doing? See, that's not a part of their vernacular. See, because they're convicted, what they want is they want other people to look at them as the standard rather than at Jesus Christ as the standard. And by the way, too, I was on the East Coast some time ago, years back, and I remember going into this biblical museum. It had great, awesome stuff in there. And there was a painting that used to be hung in a famous preacher's office, his study. And it was a picture of a king, and it had a king prodding his soldiers in the back, pushing them along in the war. Pushing them along in the war. It said the king comforting his soldiers. Did you hear what I said? The king was comforting his soldiers by prodding them into the war. To contend for the faith. To fight the good fight of faith. As fellow soldiers, as Scripture tells us. But that's not a part of their lingo neither. That's not a part of their biblical vernacular. They got a different version that pulled the pith and marrow out of the definition of what the Word of God states. See, friends, I want to put this into context for you because I know I'm speaking to some professed Christians out there right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But what does he say line upon line, precept upon precept? What does he say right after that? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is condemned, is not condemned. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. There's so many believers in America that don't believe. There's so many of them, folks, even some famous ones that you would know of right now. I could say their names and you know who they are. And I've confronted them on this. Who tried to denounce the fact that Jesus Christ is the healer. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:16, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Going to Hebrews 13, he says the same thing. Well, if God hasn't changed, then therefore it falls to the fact that man has changed. Folks, he's the healer today. He's the same yesterday, today, and ever, and forever. Matter of fact, in Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. As a matter of fact, you remember what Jesus told the two disciples that John sent from prison, saying, "Are you he, or do we expect another?" And Jesus said back to him, "Go tell them what you see. That blind eyes are opened, that deaf ears are opened, that the dead are raised, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed." I totally get it. That's common sense. A believer believes. That's our message. Well, I've never seen it before. We walk by faith, not by sight. I have, by the way. But the fact of the matter is, there's so many teachers out there that teach the Word of God without the Spirit, and yet Scripture tells us that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So they can recite the letter, but there's no Spirit, there's no life behind them, because the Holy Ghost is not owning them. Because they are not walking the talk, friends. But going back, friends, we need to understand what Scripture says. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, verse 19 to John 3. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest that his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Wrought, to find out, means to be pounded in place by a hammer. See, they're the ones that are convicted. See, these are the ones that are watching the gate. You know, I get these emails, "Oh, brother, you know, that's pretty condemning." Yeah, I know, that's what the Word does to disobedience, doesn't it? It brings conviction and condemnation to those that are still in their sin. Not to those that walk or are led by the Spirit of God. No, I totally get, I understand what you're saying, I really do. But I'm not going to partake with death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Why would I want to partake with that? I know what the prerequisite is. I know what Jesus said. Deny yourself and take up your cross. Christianity, friends, by the way, is not about you. It's about what we are to God in service to Him. We are sent as ambassadors. We're windows. See, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. Why would they flow out of our belly? To go to a world that's thirsty and hungry for the bread of life and the water of the gospel. That's why. It's not about us. It's about Him. It's about Jesus Christ being crowned. And He already has been. But I'm talking about in your particular situation. And He deserves to be crowned in your life as well. And people will know that you're His witness by the witness of the Holy Ghost, if indeed you do belong to Him. I just had to say that. So we had a little church there. Hey, friends, let me just take this down another road. Bradley, are you perfect? No, but I'm being perfected, and I seek perfection in Christ. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me every day of my life. Thank you for renewing me and regenerating me by the Holy Ghost, that I might be found in the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. I'm not looking for excuses to remain where I am. I'm looking for excuses by, even in prayer, going to the Word of God and talking the Lord into changing me, that I might be a useful vessel for His glory daily, on a daily basis. It's as if what King David prayed when he said, "Oh God, forsake me not until I've showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee?" Read Psalm 71, 18 and 19. I'm going to come right back, and we are going to do our best to sew it up. They would just sing louder and louder and louder, and they would drown out the voices of those that they are called to be faithful witnesses to, but they failed their test.
That's the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, friends, we're talking about how they would just sing louder and louder and drown out the voices of those that needed help. Talking about the professed church during Hitler's regime, it's the same exact thing that we're seeing today. They're no longer taking heed to the word of God because they have not the Spirit. That's why. I was talking about during the last segment how there was a picture that was hung in the study of a famous preacher in a museum on the East Coast. And it was a picture of a king with a sword in his hand prodding his soldiers along in war. Comfort in Old English means to be pushed along in war. But how do they define or interpret the Holy Ghost? You know, of course, they talk about how I get the goosebumps and, ooh, it just gives me the tears. Oh, a chill just went down my spine. Really? But what about being pushed along in war? Oh, you don't know anything in that war, do you? No? And that's what you do is you criticize those that are in the war and you criticize those that are fighting on your behalf. But I got to say this. The very first sermon I ever preached 20 years ago was this. It's got to suck to be a spectator. And I'll tell you what. Spectators have no place in the king's throne. None. None whatsoever. It's got to suck to be a spectator. They would just sing louder. Martin Niemöller is, again, the Protestant pastor who blamed the professed church of the day for actually playing the accomplice concerning the crimes of Adolf Hitler. I mean, friends, I want you to take it too to America, okay? Because the American people at large have played the accomplice to the aborted babies to the equivalent of 37 to 4,000 a day in this country, if that be the number. I don't care if it's just one baby. It doesn't matter. The American people are tolerating their government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. That is not government. That's tyranny. That's murder. Read Proverbs 6:17 when you get a minute. But Niemöller, he sat here and he told us, we have history right in front of us, which it adapts itself to the present in so many different ways. And that's all we have to do is read it to understand exactly what happened. Well, I'm trying to tell you that. He's talking about the modern day in America. He's by bringing this and injecting it into the present, gauges where we're at in America, friends. Let's rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern day church leaders of the day. It'd probably go something like this. First they came for prayer in school and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a student, nor did I look into the fact that the Supreme Court is not above the law. Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. Also read Ephesians 6:18. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb. And I didn't speak up because I wasn't an unborn child. And after all, I was told that the Supreme Court could sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it a woman's choice. Proverbs 6:17. This is all true. I stand vindicated from the blood of men concerning the blood that might be on my hands. It's not on my hands. Because either we're going to take responsibility or we're going to get angry with the messenger. And it doesn't matter either way to me. I prefer that you right the wrongs and take responsibility. Let me say it this way. I prefer that you take responsibility by righting the wrongs. Forgive me. Then they came for marriage through the legalization of two women or two men getting married to upend American sovereignty to give way to Sharia law. But yet again, I didn't speak out as if to say the Supreme Court and justices have a God-given right to redefine what God himself designed. But I didn't want to be called a hater or a bigot. And it's interesting that there's so many professors out there that love God so much that they disobey him at every command. They tolerate what Christ died for on the cross. They tolerate it. They're not indignant towards sin. They're fraternizers with sin. You know that little circle, yin-yang, that the Chinese like to use? It's as if to say God and the devil are friends. Friends, I'm here to tell you they are not. And don't sit there and tell me how you're loving on them by withholding Scripture. That's unscriptural, and it's ungodly. That's like going into a constitutional course and telling them, you want to win them to the American ideals, but I'm not going to teach them the Constitution. I'll just walk out my constitutional lifestyle until I become one. How? Today is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. And then to answer this, friends, then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Ezekiel 3 is the church's mandate, but it's one that they reject. And because they reject it, Christ rejects them. And we can see the fruit of that today in this country. And folks, it's disgraceful what we're seeing in America concerning the pulpits. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against murder of the unborn and zeal against tyranny, injustice, and morality, we are hearing virtually nothing from over 300,000 pulpits. Silence. Read Zechariah 1:15. But we hear the church leaders, 1 Corinthians 12:28, say, well, I don't speak out against anything that's political. Really? What? The murder of innocent children, political. Huh. Homosexual marriage, political. Huh? A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedom, political. No, as I shared with you again, friends, in the past, there was a movie when I was about 17 years old called Kill or Be Killed. And I'm not talking about killing anybody. I'm simply saying, friends, either you're going to conquer or you're going to be conquered. And let me bring it back to the forefathers. Either you're ruled by God or you're ruled by tyrants. There is no other way. And I want to tell you, the sheepish ones in the pulpits, the effeminate sheeps in the pulpit, are opening the doors to the wolves to come in and devour. They are. It's not they're going to, they are doing it today through their silence. And what did Ben Franklin say in the natural concerning who we are as a people? Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. No! By the look of the professed church in America, they only encourage the enemy. They all look alike. They all act alike. A little effeminate pansies. Same glasses. Same haircuts. Same everything, friends. They sicken me to the core. They're gross. And they mean to win people to Jesus? It's perversion. Here again, friends, what we see is we see Niemöller, a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. And now he's carrying the guilt of what he should have done when he had the opportunity to do it, but he did it not. Only if he understood, prevention would have been better than cure. Because he couldn't go back in time and right the wrongs, but America still can. So I praise God for his witness and his repentance. At least he came to terms with the fact that he left off duty, which doesn't make anything better. But it is a good warning sign for all of us in the present to learn from the past. And friends, I just want to say this. If not now, then when? If not you, then who? If not now, then when? If not you, then who? Because together, America can turn the destruction around. But if you choose to remain silent, don't be surprised when they come for you and there's no one left to speak out. And at that point, you can rest assured that others may sing loud enough to drown out your cries. Or your kids' cries. How would you like that? And friends, you do understand that we reap what we sow. And we don't want to reap that. What we want to do is we want to do the right thing, which is right now, because again, friends, we have the freedom to do the right thing. And we still have it. America is just simply looking for leadership. Let me tell you to look to the leader of leaders. His name is Jesus Christ. Friends, when you look at the small prophets, the major prophets, you know what they all do? The apostles. You know what they all do? They all point their finger the direction that I'm pointing it right now. And that I'm pointing it to right now. To the Christ. Took me a long time to figure out what people were talking about. And I'm talking about, you know, through inaction. I'm talking about when I read the Word, it's like, wait a second. I want to know that God. Then I started to study generals of past, the men of God of old that served God. They didn't talk about them. They served them. And everybody knew that they were men of God. And these are the ones that were dispossessing. They weren't being possessed. They were conquering. They weren't being conquered. They were overcoming. They were not succumbing. That's the church. And I know that there's a good sum of you out there today. I want to remind you that one man with God, said John Knox, the Scottish reformer, is always in the majority. God never uses a majority. And the reason for that is that no flesh should glory in His presence. We need to get back to our Heavenly Father. It starts with us as individuals. Stand in the Bible. Draw a circle around the Bible. Pray and say, Lord, I'm not moving until You revive everything in this circle. And the Lord's going to come to you and He's going to say, first, before I revive, I must cause you to understand that it's not about you, but it's about Me. And Me filling you with the Holy Ghost. Read Ezekiel 36 and 37 when you get some time. Love you by what I do, friends. I really sincerely do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you soon. Check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 20.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.